Okay, here's read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. In a 4-3 decision, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has sided with Superintendent Tony Evers in a case where Scott Walker tried to prevent him from choosing his own attorneys. In the case, a conservative law firm is challenging Evers' authority to write his own education policies. Walker had tried to block Evers from choosing his own lawyer, and Brad Schimmel assigned attorneys to Evers who disagreed with his stance in the case. And in another case, the state Supreme Court has upheld Wisconsin's medical malpractice caps in the case of a woman who was awarded $750,000 after she lost all four limbs following a misdiagnosis at Columbia St. Mary's Hospital. Okay, here's read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. In a 4-3 decision, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has sided with Superintendent Tony Evers in a case where Scott Walker tried to prevent him from choosing his own attorneys. In the case, a conservative law firm is challenging Evers' authority to write his own education policies. Walker had tried to block Evers from choosing his own lawyer, and Brad Schimmel assigned attorneys to Evers who disagreed with his stance in the case. The court said Walker is not a party in the case. And Foxconn has awarded $14 million in contracts to 8 construction companies. 6 of them are from Wisconsin. Okay, here's read number 3. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The state Supreme Court has upheld Wisconsin's medical malpractice caps in the case of a woman who was awarded $750,000 after she lost all four limbs following a misdiagnosis at Columbia St. Mary's Hospital. And the streets of Milwaukee around the Pfister Hotel will be blocked off today and tomorrow morning because Donald Trump is coming to town. Trump will be here for a Republican fundraiser and the groundbreaking of the Foxconn factory tomorrow morning. Trump's visit comes at a time when he is attacking Harley-Davidson, a Wisconsin-based company, for announcing they will manufacture more motorcycles overseas to avoid tariffs imposed because of Trump's trade war. Okay, here's the forecast. And outside this afternoon, mostly sunny and then partly cloudy tonight. Lows tonight in the low 60s. Mostly sunny tomorrow, highs in the low 80s. Then for Friday, mostly sunny with highs in the low 90s. You're listening to Resistance Radio. You're listening to Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network. Okay, here is read number 4. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. A public hearing was held at the Mitchell Park Domes last night to get input from residents about the future of the conservatory. A majority of those who spoke expressed support for renovating the deteriorating structures. Summerfest starts today at noon. Summerfest starts today at the Summerfest grounds in Milwaukee. Featured performers tonight include Imagine Dragons, Grace Vanderwall, Grizzly Bears, and the All-American Rejects. And the Brewers beat the Royals last night 5-1. Game 2 of that 2-game series is today at Miller Park.